Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell. Randy Mack is filling in today as we're into the hour number two. We got plenty of shenanigans with Mike Conte in case you missed it coming up. And hopefully what we saw from Ozzie Albies with a home run from the left and the right side, more fireworks to continue offensively against the Diamondbacks this weekend at SunTrust Park. Paul Byrd's going to be in the booth with Chip. And he joins us right now. TV numbers are huge. You guys are killing it. You're up 48% since last year, Paul.
Well, it's a fun team to watch. I think, you know, I enjoy our broadcast team. We work well together as a team. But this team on the field is very fun to watch, very exciting. You know, a few years back, the Braves were very good, but I can't say that they were fun to watch.
Right.
You know, a lot of strikeouts, didn't play situational baseball, could be frustrating at times. You know, a lot of walks. This team, taking bases, very excited, a lot of emotion, home runs. We got some guys like Acuña and Albies, as you know, that are just little spark plugs, you know, 20, 21 years old. Where else can you find that? It's been a blast.
Paul, piggyback off that, coming into the season, we all have different expectations for different teams. What were your realistic expectations for this team before all this happened?
Yeah, you didn't see this coming? Is that what you're talking about?
Everybody's like, oh, I knew this. No, we didn't see this.
No, I hear you. And I think we would have thought, you know, it's baseball, so anything can happen. So I think we all knew that. Like, if all the chips fall and if this person has a great year and this person has a great year, we knew something special could happen. Did we think it was a possibility? Not a possibility. Did we think it was going to happen? I don't think any of us could have predicted this. The players say they could. But when I stuck a microphone in front of their face after week one and said, hey, is this for real? Everybody was even afraid to commit to that. They just said, hey, it's early. Don't get too excited. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, a month and a half in, I stuck the microphone in front of Freddie Freeman's face in New York. And he said this, the time is now. Everybody's been patient. Tell the Braves fans to get excited because we're going to win this year and for a long time. And when he said that, the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I thought, okay, that's what I've been waiting for. So the players will say they predicted it too, but I don't think even they did. I think it's just something that everybody, you know, saw come to form, and younger players were better than we thought they were or ready sooner than we thought they were. And the pitching, which has been spotty at times for the most part, you know, has been pretty good. So, those kinds of things, if that continues through the second half, we'll all be just as excited as we are now.
Longtime pitcher in the big leagues, former Brave Paul Byrd joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Tonight, of course, taking on the Diamondbacks, and we'll see what Anibal Sanchez can do. But you just said it, Paul, the appetite has been whetted for the fans. People are fired up.
Yeah.
So how do you balance, obviously not giving up the family jewels, but do you be aggressive and get another starter, bullpen help? What are you doing if you're Anthopoulos?
First thing I got to do if I'm Alex is decide, can I win now? And if I decide I can win now, meaning this year I'm going to be in the playoffs, I believe in what I have, then I make a trade for either a starter or a big bullpen guy, a big guy, which means if I do that, then yes, I have to give up some of the prospects. But the Braves' plan 3 years ago was, let's go get some great pitching prospects. They're going to be currency in a time of trade, in a time of need. So if you believe you're in a time of need right now, then you go make that big trade. You give up a guy or two, and you get somebody that hopefully will not just pay dividends for you on the Braves, and I'm talking about the guy you get this year, but somebody that you can lock up for the next couple years. And I think with the right situation, I think the Braves will do that.
Yes, I'm starting to like that a little bit more. Because right, we're all saying the same thing over here. Paul, it's like, we all know what the Braves need, but are they willing to do that? I'm with you. Do they feel like they're in position to win the way they are right now, or do they really need to go out and get one of those guys in? Because, like you said, they're going to lose some of these young guys. I mean, that's just the way it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't have it both. You can't keep all your guys and go get the big guy. You know, you look at Herrera, who's coming out of the Royals, and the Nats grabbed him up for bullpen help. He was a guy. I mean, he's a shutdown closer. He's a guy. Now, you've got to give up somebody to get him. And he's not under control after the end of this year at the time of trading. So now you say, okay, am I going to throw lose a big prospect or two to get that guy for another 2.5-3 months? You know, that's a question mark. I don't know that the Braves are ready to do that. Now, if you could have locked that guy up for 3 more years at a decent price, then I think it's a no-brainer. You give up one of those big prospects that you have in AA and AAA. That's a no-brainer. But this is what I would say, too, in talking with, you know, Alex and talking with others, and Perry. It's not always easy to do that. Like, you can't just say, okay, I'm ready to trade. Let's go get the big guy. Let's go get him.
Right.
Like, he may not be out there. And if he is out there, a team may say, well, you know, I think we're going to win too. Or here's my asking price because there's 10 teams that want this guy. So there's situations like that where you may really, really want to go get a guy, but it just doesn't help the Atlanta Braves this year and the next two. So we'll see how that falls apart, you know, how that comes to fruition here.
And that's the thing.
Or if it falls apart, you know.
And that's the thing, Paul. There's 9 or 10 teams in the National League starting. Obviously, we maybe try to do a deal in the American League, but there's so many teams you're going to have to wait till maybe the end of July to see who falls out of the pennant race. It's going to be a trade partner in the first place.
Yes. You're absolutely right. Now, here's the good news. The Braves are doing with this without that big guy.
Right.
You know, you look at Sanchez tonight, who's pitching, who's been great lately. You know, is somebody like that going to be the guy that they could have traded for, but he's right under your nose in the first place? And the Braves are doing well with the chemistry that they have right now. And, you know, if that guy's not out there, I don't think the Braves have to force themselves to do something. You know, and then there's always that guy you pick off that clears waivers late that has a big salary, which is a rent-a-player for the last month or so. That's another option if they don't do anything at the deadline. So, but the bottom line is this, guys, if you don't mind me talking so much, if you can understand how excited I am, I can't shut up. The good news is this, the Braves, and they have great young players, best young players in the league. They got really good players who got a lot of life left, like the Freddie Freemans, you know, out there. And so they're sitting pretty either way, and they have the number one farm system in baseball. You know, fans, I think they got spoiled in the 90s, the early 2000s, and thought winning is just supposed to happen every year.
Right.
But we have took it on the chin for the last couple of years, and that's normal. And now the rebuilding is over, and the time is now, this year, next year, the year after, that the Braves fans have paid their dues and are seeing this whole plan come to fruition, and it's beautiful.
It is. Paul Byrd, guys, off of the sideline, out of the dugout, into the booth with Chip Carey this week against the Diamondbacks on Fox Sports Southeast coverage. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline.
And Paul, I'm with you. I share that same kind of excitement of being a Braves fan. The one player that everybody's talking about, and I know you probably talk about him all the time. I hear when you and Chip, when you make the call, how excited you are when this young man hits the ball. Ozzie, did you know he had power like this? Because I know I didn't.
Well, you know, when I saw him last year, I saw him fly out the warning track a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I look at him in the locker room, and guys, I mean, no offense, but, you know, he's the wrestling lightweight, man. Low man on the totem pole. He's listed at, you know, 5'6", 5'7". That's generous. And I see this guy walk around with his shirt off, and he's ripped, and I'm like, man, this is the little engine that could. Like, he is just all confidence, not arrogant. He is just hilarious. And he walks around and goes out at the plate this year, and those balls that he was just barely mishitting last year are going out. No, I did not know. I knew he had power. I knew he was going to get, you know, 10 home runs.
Right.
I did not know that he was going to be as good a player as he is so soon and display that kind of power. I mean, I got to tell you, it's like in the 80s when Dominique is going up against Spud Webb. And Spud Webb jumps up and does a reverse dunk, and he's, you know, 5'4". It just looks like, that just doesn't look right. And when same thing, when Ozzy gets into a ball and he launches it off Syndergaard 100 miles an hour, and Syndergaard turns around like, what just happened? The ball goes 15 rows deep.
Right.
And this little guy, you know, goes running around the bases, chest out. I've never seen that before.
Well, he's kind of like our Jose. He's like our Jose Altuve. Those obvious comparisons are just too obvious.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing, Paul. Well, we got you here, man. He's great, but what do you do about the number one spot? Because Ender, it seems like he's having a down year at the plate. I mean, how do you who are you going to do, or what do you do for your table setter at number one?
Well, you know, if Ender had never done it before, then I would say, okay, what are we going to do? But if I've got a guy that's done it before that is a reasonable veteran, meaning he's got more than 1 year up here, I'm not too worried. In other words, Ender can turn it around. But if he doesn't turn it around, you know, you can sneak some guys in there depending on who gets hot and play the hand that's dealt. Acuña is the second fastest player in the big leagues. So there's some interesting things you can do there. To move guys around, you can put Ozzy in there. I like having him in my two-hole. I like a lefty because when the guy steals from first on second, it blocks the view of the catcher when he goes to throw down second. So there's some things that I personally like, but that this Braves team has so much speed and some power and guys that can do different things. Eric Young Jr. has just got them running the bases like madmen. It's beautiful. So there's guys that are going to take bases, guys that know how to steal bases, so you have options in that leadoff spot. If you're asking me to GM, maybe that's why I'm on the show. I don't know. I would concentrate on grabbing a big-time pitcher.
Okay.
You know, one or the other. I know you guys are talking trade a lot, and I love it, but that's not a spot where I get too worried.
Right. Insigarde, by the way, will be batting leadoff again tonight. I'll be second, and we'll see about the home run derby and see what Freddie does. Paul, we always love catching up with you, man. Have fun in the booth this weekend.
Guys, thanks so much for your time. I love your show. Keep it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.